for Leia. Any doubts about letting Alana see the news vanished. She and Han were raising more than their granddaughter. They were raising the heir apparent to the Haven throne. And Leia could imagine no better way to prepare Alana than to show her how Han and Leia Solo responded to adversity and uncertainty. "And when your grandfather decides to do something," Leia added, "it's pretty hard to stop him."
"Yeah," Alana said, nodding. "He's as stubborn as a Ronto in a rut."
Han snorted, and Leia's brow shot up.
"Where did you hear that?" she asked.
"I overheard Master Durin say it,"
Alana said, looking worried.
"Why? What's a rut?"
"It's when you keep doing the same thing over and over just because you've gotten used to doing it that way,"
Han said. When Leia let her breath out in relief, he looked up and winked.
"You thought Kip meant something else?"
"Not at all," Leia said. "What else could he have meant?"
Alana frowned first at her, then at Han.
"I'm not a baby, you guys. Mom taught me how to tell when someone's fibbing. You could have just said you'll tell me later."
Leia smiled.
"And so we will."
"When you turned 50, Han said.
Alana rolled her eyes and looked back to the vidwall, where the screen now showed an image of Malari Ruxun and Riko Swen walking away from the temple without their robes or lightsabers.
"The crisis appears to be having an effect on Jedi morale as well,"
Needmo reported.
"Shortly after the incident, two apprentices were seen departing the temple. In a subsequent interview with journalist Javis Tyr, the two admitted they had resigned from the order. Tonight we'll examine whether those resignations are meant as a warning to Chief Dalla, and how a mass resignation of Jedi Knights might affect the stability of the government. We'll also discuss the Chief of State's surprising assertion that, like high-ranking military officers, Jedi remain subject to government authority, even after they resign."
Malari and Riko were replaced by an image of Tahiri Vela in shock shackles and manacles, heavily guarded and being led into the Galactic Justice Center. Han came off the couch, sputtering and spewing hot chocolate. Leia simply dropped hers.
"What the blazes?"
Han shouted at the vidwall.
"Now they've gone too far."
"The former aide-de-camp to rogue Jedi-turned-Sith Lord Jason Solo has been arrested on charges of atrocities against the galaxy,"
Needmo reported.
"A former Jedi Knight herself, Tahiri Vela has been accused of several crimes during the recent Civil War, including the assassination of the Imperial Remnant's popular head of state, Grand Admiral Galad Pellion. We'll have a rundown of the complete list of the accusations against her in the analysis segment of our program."
"I can't take it."
Han pointed at the remote in Alana's hands.
"Turn it off, sweetheart."
Alana pointed the remote at the control receptor, and the vidwall paled back into a transparisteel viewport, looking out over Fellowship Plaza toward the Galactic Justice Center. Han stood fuming for a moment, then turned to face Leia. Before he could speak, Alana said,
"I don't understand. Did someone else kill Admiral Pellion?"
"No, dear," Leia said. "There were a lot of witnesses, and they all say it was Tahiri."
"Then shouldn't she stand trial for it?"
Leia looked to Han for help, but he was still gnashing his teeth and shaking his head. She looked back to Alana.
"That's a complicated question," Leia said. "Unfortunately, lots of people are killed during wars. You know that."
Alana nodded.
"By soldiers," she said. "On the other side. But I thought Tahiri was on my father's side."
"For much of the war, yes," Leia said. "But not at the end."
"But when Tahiri killed Admiral Pellion, she was on my father's side, wasn't she? And so was Admiral Pellion."
"Not exactly," Leia said. "Admiral Pellion wasn't really on anyone's side at that point."
"So he wasn't in the war?"
"Not officially," Leia said. "From what we've been able to learn, he was still thinking about which side he wanted to be on."
"Then Tahiri wasn't supposed to kill him,"
Alana insisted.
"You're not supposed to hurt people who aren't part of the war."
Leia smiled and shook her head at her granddaughter's unrelenting logic. Alana was beginning to convince her that Tahiri should stand trial. Leia retrieved her dropped mug from the floor, then stalled for time by calling for C-3PO. Finally, she said, "You're going to make a great queen mother someday, Alana. Those are very astute questions." Alana beamed with pride, but said,
"I recognize a solo slide when I see one, Grandma. Don't try to put me off with flattery."
This actually jolted Han out of his tantrum.
"He's got you there, Grandma,"